Hello, this is Sabotage 2004.
Hello, this is AJ.
And this is Double Gamers. The podcast that has been away for a long time because we couldn't get the time in a while to do it.
But we are back, but we have been pretty active on our YouTube channel.
We haven't told you about our YouTube channel. We have a new YouTube channel. It's
we have videos now, finally.
We'll probably leave a link in the description because it's hard to find it on YouTube. You can search it up.
Search Double Gamers Podcast. We have around 3 or 4 videos, so you may be...
Not much.
But
we don't have the equipment to record on consoles yet.
But we are lucky to announce that we are doing iPad games with actual good quality camera. Because we don't really have the stuff, but then we found out a way to do it, and...
He found out a way to do it, but yeah, so that's the good news, the good news.
But today's topics are PVC,
Garden Warfare 2, TTR World Tour,
and Color. Yes, Color.
That's an app.
That's an
app. I was like... Yeah, I think they know what color is, unless they're colorblind. Sorry. Or blind. Sorry about that. Yes. That's why you're listening to our podcast, because you can't see videos.
Yes, but we have to tell the viewers that we are now here, and we could finally make weekly podcasts as much as we can. So our first topic is PVZ.
So... I was bored one day, so I decided I was going to go to Best Buy, EB Games, and Walmart to see if I could get PVZ 2. They were at every store, but it was all $80.
$80.
So I'm like, I ain't spending
You're
no
like,
money.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that. So I searched it up online, and someone was selling PVZ for only... It was like $60, which is a low price compared to what it normally is.
Jesus.
So I got that. It's a really good game. There's a lot of content, so if you can't play online, you can always play in the lobby, which has like a bunch of Easter eggs, challenges. That's really fun. I like that they included that. I also play once at my friend's place, I played... PVZ 1, and it's a lot different from the game. It has more plants, more zombies, and more content.
I have a question right off the bat. Do you have to play online? Is it just an online game, or is there, like, offline mode?
Yeah, there's offline mode. You can play split screen, you can change sides, you can play in the lobby, like I said.
Yeah.
Which is basically your little place. No other online players are going to be on that. But you can still go around nailing zombies and stuff. They're just computers. So, and then you can, like, do challenges, like raising the flag of power, I think it is. And then fighting a bunch of waves of zombies. Hard. Hard, hard. So, it's a really fun game. You can do a lot of things. It's very hard.
Challenging.
I say you should first pick... someone who you think is a good person to play as.
So you can email us and talk to Sabotage about it.
What?
Yeah.
Nah, brother. Just email what guys you choose. So, it is available on PlayStation 4, I think Xbox One, and that's pretty much it. That's what I think.
Well, Sabotage has his PlayStation 4. And I'm still old school with the 360.
Yeah.
The no scoped.
Something that I find really weird is Xbox goes from 360, Xbox 360 to Xbox One.
Xbox 360? Well, like, I don't understand this. It's like you buy the Xbox 360 for like $200 or something. And then... once the new console comes out, the Xbox that you have now becomes completely irrelevant. and then you don't use it at all. And then if you want to continue, you need to keep buying the console.
Yeah, like,
they should keep making games for the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation stuff. It's just like, I don't know. Like, PlayStation 4, they don't, maybe they should just keep, like, a PlayStation 4, but maybe not go up as often. But if they do, they should still make games for PS3 and Xbox 360. And, like, the Wii. No, not the Wii U, but the actual Wii. Nah. It's just there's some old consoles that are irrelevant to the world now. So
you realize we're supposed to be talking about PUBG.
I don't know, we just got off topic. But
so, the basis of the game is your plants or zombies, and you're battling with projectiles or just munching on each other. And kill zombies, play online, kill zombies.
What if you're a zombie, then kill plants.
Time travel, do stuff like that.
You could time travel?
Well, there are maps where it's like, there's one called Seeds of Time, where it's like, you have to capture 6 bases or protect 6 bases, and every single map is a different place in time. Like the future, ancient Egypt, ancient China.
What's the future? Like,
it's just like a futuristic sort of city.
Okay. This game sounds very interesting.
So I find it's like a really fun game. It's not that hard to like actually play. Like controls are easy.
Yeah, basics.
Cool specials, cool effects, cool graphics.
This is what I asked for the graphics were, but you got one step ahead of me.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good game. We've only been on this topic for 7 minutes, so I don't know.
Not necessarily 7 minutes, but we've probably been on it for like 5.
But still, this is a short topic. Should I go on talking about Plants vs. Zombies or TTR? TTR. So, TTR. Well, first, I was one day bored, browsing the What's New board on the PlayStation, and I was looking at the What's New board, like I said, and there was a thing that said, space. No, it said,
space?
Yeah, because I just stopped. But, it said you can, buy like games that cost money for free if you're a PlayStation Plus member. And I was like, what? So I went immediately to the store and I found a bunch of games that were like $20, $60 that were free. So I bought one because that looked pretty fun. It was called TTR World Tour. It's like otherwise known as Tabletop Racers because it's basically you're a little car racing other little toy cars, and the tracks are made out of household objects. Any questions?
What type of household objects are we talking here?
Well, there are different maps with different kinds. Like, there's one where it's like sort of car parts, like engine. Yeah, sort of. There's also one like a front yard, like. It looks like a picnic sort of thing. So there's like a bunch of like pears and apples and stuff. And it's made out of like different objects. It's honestly a really like cool and a bit addicting game.
The cool thing about the thing I like about it, because I've played it before, is that if you hit an object, you don't bounce off of it. The object falls over.
Well, not every object.
Well, most objects. I mean, it's the main.
Yeah, they'll fall over. They'll just like run through them.
Instead of you bumping through them.
And then there's weapons like round shocks, missiles. There's like a weird laser one that comes down from the sky. You can turn people into ice so they slide around. And lots of other crazy stuff. So I've been playing this game for a while now. Like 2 weeks maybe.
That's a while.
Yeah, that's a while.
Okay.
Because I've been playing it a lot. I've already played like 2 hours worth of it.
In 2 weeks?
Yeah.
So that's an hour a week? And that would mean it's...
Well, probably more, I'd say, but...
It just depends how much you're actually on the PlayStation.
Yeah. PlayStation is good, man.
PlayStation is life. But, yeah, so TCR, Double Gamers approved.
Yeah, me and AJ, we're Volers. We're Volers.
I came out of nowhere.
We're the Volin. So, yeah. Right. We're really good at video games. We can master them in seconds.
Well, on our YouTube channel, we play games that we haven't mastered nor played yet.
Some of them, we take like one little tester run and that's it.
We've done four. I've chose two and Samatage has chose two. We've played games like...
Happy Wheels,
the app, Fist of Fury.
Tank of Tanks,
and Circle.
So we might talk to you about those games in later videos.
Yeah.
I mean videos, sorry, podcasts. But yeah, you should go to our YouTube channel. It's very good. So
it's very good, and if you've already subscribed, we thank you.
So what is color?
Where do I begin with color?
It's a white, it's black, it's blue, it's red,
well,
it's orange,
color,
it's purple.
Is this cool, free, addicting app on the App Store.
It's green.
/ Google Play. So it's where? Yellow. Please. So, you get to play.
Gentle.
Stop! So you start the game as this circular, any color. There's like red, purple, yellow, green, that sort of stuff. Like
circle, turquoise.
All the rainbow colors. So then you tap the screen to jump. So you keep tapping the screen to jump. But then when you get to the first obstacle, it's this little spinny circle that has different colors on it. And let's say you're red. You need to jump into the red part of the circle and collect points. And then go out through the red part and keep making your way up. And there's also different types of obstacles, like squares and stuff.
Green square, blue triangle.
There's also yellow lines that you can go through. And you get as much points as you can. You don't get a point every time you touch the screen. You collect these little stars. And then each star you get is a point. In the game, they also have modes. So there's like cave where you're the only light in the game besides the colors. But the whole thing is black, so you can't see it. And then there's you have a little light that's in front of you, and you can see what's in front of you. And then you have to get a certain distance to get to the next level. There's reverse mode. So you release the screen to go down, and then go through the circles like that, and tap to get up and line yourself up. Stuff like that. Game's color, free on the App Store. It's very popular right now.
So is it like, so there are levels. How many?
If you're playing, let's say you're doing free play. Free play is like the regular mode where it keeps track of your record and how many stars you collect. But you can tap game modes and then they'll have different, there'll be like cave version. There'll be reverse, there's the line stuff, so you go in the there's a gravity, so you can go in different directions. But then there's around 20 for each part. So, but if you're just playing regular mode, my record is 17. It's hard. The game is harder than it sounds. It seems pretty easy.
So, do you unlock these levels, or
no?
Do you just... Okay.
So, let's say you tap the reverse one. You say level 1. You need to get a certain distance, not a certain score. And then if you complete that certain distance, you cross the finish line, you get to go to level 2, level 3, level 4, level 5.
So there are levels, and they are unlockable, but they're locked. So they're unlockable if you have a key, or maybe like a fingerprint, or maybe an eye scan, I don't know. Or you can have one of those cards like they have in hotels. But,
yeah, any other questions?
Can you play with friends? friends? I didn't say French. Friends. French friends.
I don't think it's multiplayer, but mine. It may be. Well, there's a race mode as well, where you can race the computer. But the computer's like a noob.
Maybe in like later updates there might be.
Later updates.
That'll be cool. Is it like 3D or 2D?
2D.
Yeah. I guess it's big. Yes. I can imagine it in my mind. It's like crazy circles and that. Rainbows and stuff.
Well, there is no rainbows. But the rainbow colors.
I hate it. I hate this game.
It sucks. That's all I need to say about the game. Go to the App Store or Google Play. Go to the search bar. Search color. I don't know if it actually is.
Buy it because it don't have rainbows.
I don't think it's... It may not even
it
be...
It don't have rainbows.
It may not even be on Google Play, but the App Store for sure. Color, it may even be on top charts. I don't know if color is spelled in the American way or the Canadian way. I'm pretty sure it's the American way. So you have been warned, all of you Canadians. So, we shall move on to our next topic, which is... our games of the week. We've made it already. So surprising. Games of the week time. Sanitize, what is your game of the week?
I'd say Rocket League, because lately I've been going on to pro mode and
owning them noobs.
Yeah, wrecking all those computer noobs. And practicing my aerial shots, because those can come in handy when you need them.
Well, my game for the week is a game we've never talked about in the podcast. I won't go too descriptive into it, so we actually have something to talk about when we actually want to talk about it on the next podcast, but I will give you a brief thing. It's called Wrestling Amino.
It's a wrestling game. I feel like you've talked about that a few times.
I've talked about other wrestling games. It's where you can... Well, you make an account. You make a profile.
Make a profile.
And you can write blogs about wrestling, basically. And you can make... Some people make leagues that you can join in and stuff. But then there's also, like, votes. There's other people who write blogs. So it's probably the greatest way to get wrestling news. But Wrestling Amino isn't the only Amino game. There's... Horror Amino, where you can talk about the same thing, but horror-related
stuff.
Horror
movies.
But there's probably not leagues for that. I think leagues is only wrestling or basketball. There's basketball, there's art, magic, Justin Bieber, I think, Taylor Swift. Games, Minecraft.
I was watching a video this morning, and there was apparently a Justin Bieber fan who said she compared Justin Bieber haters to Hitler. And I'm like, what? And everybody else I told was like, what?
I mean, not to hate on Bieber, but I don't consider myself a hater. I'm just not the fan.
Yeah, I don't understand why people go crazy over him.
The Biebs?
Yeah, everybody's gonna be shouting at us in the comments.
The Biebs?
Don't shove it at us. We're just stating what we believe.
So, the app is free. All the Amino apps are free. I do really recommend them, though.
I want the art one.
The thing I'd recommend the most, I've only had two of them. I had the video games one. It was called AJ, obviously. But it wasn't really interesting to me because all these people are talking about Mario and stuff or talking about games I've never played. It just never caught my attention. But the wrestling one on the other hand, though. The wrestling one.
You know everything.
I know. Let's hope.
It's like bags and bags of little wrestling guys.
Don't call them guys. I call them collectibles. Refer to them
you
as...
You sound like such a geek.
They're collectibles.
You sound like such a geek. You sound like one of those, like, crazy guys. Crazy,
white
guys that like collect everything for like millions of dollars.
I used to collect
and then sell them on eBay
when I was 7 or 8. I collected beer bottle caps. I remember I was at some...
My grandpa,
I was at
he has a table, and it's, like, underneath the glass is, like, all, like, beer caps.
I remember I was at some party, like, and, like, this is off topic, but I just found a bunch of them, and I told my friend, hey, let's collect some of these. And I collected them for around a year, and I have this whole tub of them.
Man.
One of them I found in school. It was a root beer cap. It smelled like root beer. I was like,
hey, well, what else would it smell like?
No, it still it still had the scent of root beer.
Oh, mysterious.
So I said, here, smell this. And it smells like root beer. I'm like, yeah, where'd you find that on the ground? Oh, you're disgusting.
This is so sad. That was the day AJ lost all his friends.
I mean, you're still here, right?
Yeah, but I'm not really your friend, Dana.
We've known each other since grade two.
Yeah.
And that was a really long
time. That's when you showed me that beer cap.
Yeah. That was actually in grade two. Well, that's off topic. We can save that for a different
time. So, leave comments on what games you think we should try. Go check the link in the description to our YouTube channel. And,
yeah.
Stuff.
Double gamers for life.
Yeah. So.
And the crew.
Random things.
Oh, yeah. We forgot about this.
Random things.
Our two random words of the week. I totally forgot about these.
14 camels eating carry-on bags by. After the podcast, we like to eat a nice bag of goldfish and then drink milk. This is not a sponsored. We just like to
Welcome to After the Podcast with your host, AJ, and our guest tonight is Sam Bad Boy.
We randomly burst out laughing.
Honk.
Ah. Oh, yeah, that one was good. You gotta listen to that one. That was good. Okay, so, bye.
Bye!
You just clogged the thing, huh?